Chapter 3. Intervention. Danny thought he was going to Lorette's house that night for a birthday party. Not the teen movie cliche of a party so huge that it overflows the house and infests the neighbors' yards and results in the police being called. It was just a get-together at Lorette's house in honor of Zena, Lorette's friend, and since he arrived at Parry McClure, Danny's. But when Danny showed up at the house, and the door opened at his knock, he knew he'd been had. His friends were all there, the girls Lorette, Sin, Pat, Zena, and the boys Hal and Wheeler. But a big banner high on the wall, plainly visible from the front door, said nothing about birthdays or Zena. It said intervention, and Danny knew at once that he was the target, the patsy, the subject. "What am I supposedly addicted to?" he asked. "He doesn't even get the How I Met Your Mother reference," said Sin.
"He doesn't watch television," said Hal.
"Wow! We should have intervened about that," said Zena.
"When are you going to intervene with Lorette about always showing off her cleavage?" said Danny. "It scares the teachers. They think they're going to fall in and get lost."
"Let's stick to the plan," said Lorette.
"It's not my plan," said Danny.
"You're not going to dodge this one," said Sin.
"You still haven't told me what you're intervening about," said Danny. "Maybe I'll agree with you, and we can move on to the party portion of the evening."
"We want you to stop hiding who you are," said Hal.
Danny turned to him. "I'm President Obama's love child with a Chicago waitress. I'm actually black, but I act super white, and it fools everybody."
"We know you have powers," said Sin.
"You're a fairy," said Zena,
"the Tolkien kind."
"Elf is a better word," said Pat.
"No, it's definitely fairy," said